It wasn't easy, not by any means, but I had some fantastic support from my teammates out there today, and they set me up perfectly for that final. Fortunately, it was a tough final and probably took the sting out of, say, Andre Greipel's legs a little bit, and I was probably a little bit fresher coming in, so we're just able to sneak past him on the line.
What does it say about your form when you can come over the top of past sprinters like Greipel and still one off?
Oh, these guys are some of the fastest in the world, Andre especially. You know, he's a world-class sprinter, so it goes to show I'm in pretty good shape, and like I said, for me it's all about getting to the finish fresh and fresher than everyone else.
You led this race in 2006 from start to finish. Is that possible this year?
I won the stage into Angaston here in 2006 and held the jersey right through. It's a heck of a tough task these days. You can't afford to hold too much back in this race. Every second on the road counts, every stage win counts, so you got to take these opportunities when they come up, and that's exactly what it is there.
Were you surprised to see Greipel there at the end after Menglitz?
No, not at all. I know Andre, he climbs quite well when he's in shape, especially early season. I had a look over my shoulder at the top of Menglitz Hill and I saw there was quite a big group there, and I was expecting Andre to be there.
That's a tough one. I think, we've just played it really smart in these couple of finishes you've just spoken about there, and they've been tough stages, so it's not a matter of being super fast to win these stages. It's a matter of, like I've said time and time again, just getting the finish fresh and being in the right position there. We came out here and rode this this final a few days ago, so we're all familiar with the finish. We all knew exactly what we had to do, and that's what results in stage wins.
Darryl's lead out, obviously, that was a super lead out. I mean, you guys seem to work very well together.
Yeah, that's right. Darryl and I worked fantastically together. He jumped from the corner as planned, but I knew it was probably under the circumstances that everyone was pretty tired coming to there, and it was probably a little early to go. That's why they Greipel just slot in on his wheel, and Greipel get out first, and like I assumed he would, he probably just faded ever so slightly towards the line, gave me the opportunity to get past.